Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Friday afternoon at 4:30, we visit with my friend Paul Hall on entertainment. He's with Common Guy Films. He's also up in Milwaukee. That's where we met a couple of decades ago. And maybe we should start on the baseball front. I went and saw Soul on Fire last night, Paul. We can talk about that. But then I saw the score of the baseball game. I think when I tuned it was 3-0, but the Brewers are now even with the Cubs, and the Cubs seem to have some momentum. I'm concerned. I'm guessing you are as well.
I'm very concerned. I skipped going out to movies last night simply to watch that game, and I regret my decision to this day. Here's the one thing. I will give you this. If you want to place a bet, if you're a betting man or woman out there, bet first inning run scored by one of the two teams. Every inning, every game in this series, there's been runs in the first inning. Either that, or if you think it's time and the bubble's going to burst, maybe you bet none. I don't know. I'm not betting on it.
Yeah, great advice there. That's awesome. You went both ways.
You wavered
on both of those. Look, you know, I can say this comfortably. As you know, I spent 9.5 years in Milwaukee. I became very close with the team because I worked for the Brewers flagship. I'm a Cardinals fan, though. And at the time, Wendy Selig and her husband, Laurel, they knew I was a Cardinals fan outside of any time the Brewers weren't playing anyone else. And I really, you know, became a fan. My wife is a Whitefish Bay native, so we have Wisconsin ties. The same cannot be said, I don't think, in Milwaukee for the Cardinals, because I don't think a lot of people in Milwaukee ever root for the Cardinals because of 1982. And, Paul, you know that still really hurts up there, even though it was so long ago. However, I can't speak for all of St. Louis, but we have passionate baseball fans here. We do not like the Cubs, so certainly that helps. But I would love to see the Brewers not only in the World Series, but to finally win a World Series. They're one of a handful of franchises that have not secured a World Championship. But, damn it, you got to beat the Cubs tomorrow. Don't you?
Yeah, you got to beat the Cubs, and then you got to beat the Dodgers, and then who knows? I mean, it's not an easy run to get there, but let's do it starting tomorrow.
Well, I hope they can, you know, rebound. And now they go, well, now it doesn't matter. That's just the deciding game tomorrow, right? Because it's a best of five. Yeah, so they're back at Miller Park. Okay, what do you want to start with here movie-wise this afternoon?
Let's go to the theater for Roof Man, the brand new movie in theaters now.
Oh, this one looks good. I hope it is.
I don't like going back in time and imagining how things could have gone differently. Like, what if I made different choices? Would I have ended up here?
It's been 6 months and still no leads on the whereabouts of the escaped convict known as the Roof Man.
So this is based on a true story, isn't it?
It is based on a true story. Rarely that you get like comedies like this that are half comedy, half, you know, kind of drama action type film. This is the story of Jeffrey Manchester. He was a guy who just wanted to do right by people for so long, but he decided the one he wanted to do the right by the most was his family. And to do that, he kind of would rob places. He would give people coats before he locked them in the freezer. He would do things that were nice before he would do things like take their money, and he breaks out of jail. He's just an observant guy and finds himself hiding in kind of a upper level shelving unit of a Toys R Us for an extended period of time, kind of hiding out so he can kind of beat the fuzz, shall we say, developing a relationship with Kirsten Dunst, who plays Lee, and nobody there knows he's an escaped convict. It's kind of a fun movie. Takes a little while to get going. That early part of this film takes a little bit of, patience to get through it. But it's amazing once you get out of the headlines, what happens to you and how many people forget, even close to your home or fairly close to your home, forget who they're looking for. I like this. If you're looking for a good time at the movies, this is one of those films that you can go to and just come away going, yeah, that was a decent movie. Is it a great movie? No, there's some clunker moments in it, but I really did enjoy this more than I didn't, and Roofman's in theaters.
You know, I can only judge this based on the marketing and, you know, the trailer and the ads, but it just looks like a role that Channing Tatum is born to play. He looks like he's having a ton of fun just in the marketing.
Yeah, he does. He does in the film itself, too. And the other guy I love to call out here is the guy I love to see act, Peter Dinklage. He plays the store manager of this Toys R Us. And every time he's on screen, you just he tries to be serious, but you can't help but laugh a little bit because he just he seems like he's mean, but he's not. But he's mean, but he's not. I love Dinklage. He can always bring a smile to my face. I mean, think back to Elf and what he did there alongside Will Ferrell.
Well, that is theatrical, right? The movie, and Sue's not here this afternoon, but I got to say that I can speak for Sue. We are so looking forward to this tonight. John Candy, I Like Me.
I can't tell you what was right about John Candy or what was wrong, but he was my friend.
Who are you?
I'm a Mog. Half man, half dog.
Gus Malinsky, Polka King of the Midwest.
Del Griffith, Director of Sales, Shower Curtain Ring Division.
This is a lovable guy. This is a guy who, the minute you see his face, you're going to smile.
I think I'm going to cry when I watch this movie. I love Uncle Buck so much. I loved John Candy. Just to have Bill Murray in this documentary, when Bill Murray doesn't do much at all outside of just take the projects in a very unique way. Have you seen this one yet?
I have, and I'll tell you what. For those of us of a certain age, Mark, I know you're in this ballpark. I am as well. It's just John Candy was legendary on film, and he started in those SCTV days, and you get those early pieces of video that come in this film by director Colin Hanks, actually, who did it.
Tom Hanks' son,
He put it together, and Tom's here, Steve Martin's along, Mel Brooks, Bill Murray, Macaulay Culkin, who at one point gives you the reality check of how old he is currently. He's 7 years older than John Candy was when he filmed Uncle Buck.
God, so well, and John Candy died at the age of 43. He was very, very young. It was 1994 when he passed away, which is hard to believe. But, you know, for people who don't know who John Candy is, I would say you're going to be introduced to one of the most lovable actors that came out of the late 1970s and 80s and had a very unique...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ability to just make people smile, and he had this soft side to him. That's why I love Uncle Buck so much, because I think that movie, even more than Planes, Trains, or his role in Home Alone, speaks to who John Candy really was. I could be wrong about this. Maybe the documentary will put that into better perspective.
You know, that's the cool thing about the documentary, Mark, is it makes John Candy look like a better person than he was as an actor. And that this is one of those documentaries that are few and far between when it comes to Hollywood, where John Candy off the screen was even better than John Candy on the screen in all aspects of his life. He definitely had issues. He definitely had some anxiety and some personal issues. We've talked about mental health a million times
Yes.
here on this show, and you and I have, and others. There's cases where Candy didn't believe how much people loved him. Candy didn't believe how much, you know, people didn't understand how much you picked on him for his weight.
Yeah, he was huge. He was a big guy. Right. That's why he had the heart attack. Look, he had self, I'm sure he had, you know, self-image issues, and I can understand that. So I can't wait. That's on Amazon tonight. What else you got? Anything else streaming or otherwise for this weekend?
Yeah, let's mention just briefly here, Death in Apartment 603. You and I talked about that a little bit
over
text real quick.
I liked it.
It is a fascinating, fascinating tale. Also on Netflix right now is The Woman in Cabin 10. This is a mystery thriller. It's based on the book. Keira Knightley, Guy Pearce is along, and this person allegedly goes overboard. And is she crazy or did something happen? It's actually a decent, quick mystery thriller. It only lasts about an hour and a half. I think this is a popular thriller that might do better than people think.
So last week, you previewed this show called Wayward, which is on Netflix right now with Toni Collette. And I watched the first episode, and I will not watch any more of those episodes. I didn't like it at all. Like, there's a trans thing in it, and it's just, blech.
Yeah.
So skip.
I like Toni Collette. I think Toni Collette is just this. She's perfect in playing a bizarre woman, and she does here.
But I say, blech. Tell folks where they can find your reviews. That's my
commonguy.com.
We'll see you. Good luck to the Brewers.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.